fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Tire pressure is very, very important, folks. You have to check your tire pressure. Tire pressure takes away gas mileage. So if you want good gas mileage, make sure you have the right tire pressure. The tire pressure is not what is posted on your car. It is the tire pressure that is posted on the sidewall of the tire. The newer tires today, the lowest pressure that we find is 44 pounds. If the people have been putting 35 pounds, that is obsolete. That's from the 50s and the 60s. The modern tires today require higher pressure. 44 is your basic minimum. And we've seen tires as much as 51. So you have to look on the side of your tire. Now, if you're running really low tire pressure, it's very dangerous because it cuts down your stopping power. When you go for panic stop, the tire will not grip the road and you'll skid. And also when you're driving on the freeway and you turn, the reaction to turn will be slower. So it's all in all dangerous. Check your tire pressures. We have one lady that had only 25 pounds tire pressure. Lose money. And she was wondering why her car ate so much gasoline. Easy way to do it is this. You want to do the test yourself. Okay. You get a car that has, let's say, 35 pounds tire pressure. Put a bathroom scale, or put a tire on the bumper. Put a bathroom scale. Make sure the car is in neutral on a level, flat ground. Push on the car and see how many pounds it takes to move the car. Okay? Write it down. Then go and have the tires inflated to what it's supposed to be, like 44. And go do the same thing again and push it. You'll find the car will roll a lot easier with less pressure pushing. It's common sense. You save more gas. Okay? Octane of gas also gives you better gas mileage on most cars. Okay? It depends. But there's no car that can run octane lower than 87. Read the manual. It says do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. And transmission damage, not only engine. Okay? So those of you that's going looking for cheap gas and all that, you better find out what the octane is before you start filling that. Because you are going to damage your car. If you have to add motor oil every so many weeks, more than likely you're blowing the oil out the exhaust because of low octane. That's the first indication you have to add oil. Okay? Because if the engine is knocking, It'll pass oil out through the exhaust. You won't see any leak, but oil will be going out the exhaust. On old classic cars in the 70s and 60s and the 50s and older, they require 104 octane. There is no such thing. So if you have a car like that, in that kind of age limit, you'll have to, I would recommend using 2 gallons of ethanol to the Shell 92 premium gasoline. Okay? The ethanol acts as an anti-knock. It does not damage anything. Go look at Brazil. Get on a computer and look it up. Brazil has been on 100% ethanol since 1955. And it pulled Brazil out of third world. And the reason they went to ethanol is because being third world, the people couldn't afford to buy a new car, modify the car to run on hydrogen, electricity, or whatever. The government was smart. With ethanol, you can pump it into anything from a weed whacker to a jet engine with no modification. So, anyway, it's your car, your money. You spend it the way you want to. Okay? Just giving advice. And a lot of people, especially in Hawaii, they don't listen. All across the USA, more and more people are using ethanol. And nobody's telling them to use it. They're using it. I try to tell people here, but people don't use it. Whatever.
What happens to your car if you keep driving with low octane?
Well, if it's a new car, the computer controls the transmission. So when a computer senses the engine is knocking, okay, when it knocks, it jerks a little. So when it senses that, it slips the transmission. So when you're slipping the transmission, you're burning it out. So the transmission shops are really busy today. They're really, really backed up, at least 3 weeks. It's because of the bad gas. And of all the states, Hawaii is the lowest octane of all. Why? Because we don't have anybody checking it. And everybody is on the take. On the mainland, the EPA checks it, and yes, they're down 3 numbers because Congress allowed it. But in Hawaii, our legislature allowed it to go down 3 numbers. Our legislatures, the ones you voted for, supposed to be watching your backside, no. They allowed it to go down. And it's way down. Shell is your best play. The Shell 92. If you haven't tried it, go try it. You're not going to believe the kind of performance you'll get. Try at least 3 tankfuls of that. Try it. Okay? Check it out. You'll save. You'll save in your engine and transmission not breaking down. I'm going to say again, I recommend Rain-Xing your windshield and all the rest of the windows. Rain-X repels water, so it's easy for your wiper to wipe, okay? My friend Steve Onoi, he's so Jew, he got 2 bottles of Rain-X, but he's stashing it away. He don't want to use it. How is it going to protect your windshield when you put it in and leave it in the garage?
I thought he said one was in his car. One was at home and one is in his car.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, he doesn't use it. You know? I don't know. Funny. And there's a lot of shooting going on. And they're trying to push for gun control. But go check. There's more killings with knives than with guns. How come they don't push for banning knives? I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Hopefully everybody across around the world can hear the broadcast on the internet. Because I just checked with Bob and it's working. Okay? So. Anyway. Wanda's on the phone and I think we're going to be going to a station break soon. Anyway, when we come back from a station break, hopefully I remember to talk about global warming. Station break time?
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
She's real fine, my boy.
Huh?
That guy
one? Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great here. And I was doing some research. Wanda had to call me, remind me. Are you calling? Oh, yes. Anyway, you know, I was looking at the rail statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim that when they're done, 119,600 people are going to ride it every day.
Yeah, right.
But if you look at how many people commute into Honolulu every day, there's no figures.
Okay.
So my point is, where did they come up with this 119?
They
just pull it out the air?
I don't know.
No, that's why that's what I was trying to find, like where it says how many people commute in every day. And
maybe bus ridership.
And then everybody says, all the places I look say there's no statistic or no facts on how many people commute into Honolulu. Anyway, it's just my continual frustration is I'm trying to figure out what they're talking about. And it always comes back to the same point. They just make stuff up.
All about the money.
Right, and just like you were talked about, the shooting, every time there's a shooting, what's the first thing the president said?
Take the guns.
Take the gun laws. Right, and I can tell you this, nobody in that building had a gun except the guys doing the shooting.
That's right.
So I don't know what more gun control do they want.
What would happen, Bob?
Some people are going to get mad at me, but that's the reality.
What would happen if everybody in there had a gun?
If one person had a gun.
Oh, yeah, he'll shoot him back.
Right. But
end of story. You don't attack a dog with teeth. A dog has no teeth, you attack him.
And I always tell my friends, too, you notice they never go in places where people have guns.
That's right.
They always go in, like, people at work at a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And then want to say, oh, maybe he was upset about the Christmas party? Really?
Another thing, Bob. They never rob a gun shop.
Nope. That's right.
They never rob a gun shop.
Right. And even the, like, colonel that shot up on the army base.
Yeah.
Went into a place where they were processing people. Not to the rifle range, not to the armory.
Mm-hmm.
They always go to a place they call a soft target.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You know, if
what about knives?
A couple weeks ago, the guy ran through the school stabbing people with a knife.
Never said that.
Right. They didn't say, oh, we got a ban knives.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about when the person got in the car in California, drives down the beach, and runs over a bunch of people?
They
don't
jump
up and say, oh, we got a ban cars. Like I said, it's just not adding up for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, on that note, for all of you purists here, the recording looks real good here. We changed some stuff around, so hopefully it'll work out better. And on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have next? Okay. Anyway. The subject I'd like to get onto, and it's out all over the place, and they have no clue on how to fix this. It's called global warming, folks.
Sure. What is your name?
Global warming.
From Honolulu.
What is causing global warming? Anybody out there know? Give me a call at 524-1080. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Glad to hear that. But, I was listening to Rolling Bob. I'd just like to add a little bit to that about that colonel that shot up, the army colonel that shot up the people at the base, army base. I don't know if people know this, but military bases are declared gun-free zones. You cannot carry a gun on base, and these military people are among the best trained people with weapons, and they're not allowed to carry guns, so nobody could defend themselves. The only person that had to stop them was an armed security police officer. This is a
really?
Tragedy. Every place got shootings. All the schools are all gun-free zones. And these scum killers, shooters, mass shooters, they know these are gun-free zones and nobody has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go into these kind of places.
That's right. That's what's going to happen when you take away guns.
That's right, man. People need to be able to have the right, at least an option, to choose to
people
have a weapon
sense.
To defend themselves. These things are going to keep on happening, and like Rolling Bob said, and you said, every time something like this happens, President Obama wants to take away the guns, put more gun control laws, and I want to say this too. There's no amount of gun control laws, anti-gun laws that can be created. Even the ones on the books right now has never prevented any shootings or mass
mm-hmm.
shootings. It's never going to prevent any more mass shootings.
Yep.
Hey, one more thing too. Earlier you talked about the ethanol. I don't know much about this. I know that you write about the octane, the cars, the engines need higher octane, and we don't have it. So I was wondering, because of my past experience in the racing world, what about octane boosters and those racing gasolines that have higher octane? Is that good, or just ethanol is better?
The ethanol is the best fuel for the world.
Yeah.
Because the exhaust coming out makes oxygen, The exhaust from racing fuel and all that other stuff is carbon monoxide, and it eats oxygen.
Oh, and it's real toxic, bro.
It's no-brainer.
Yeah. I know for a fact ethanol, methanol, you know, alcohol, when they use that for racing, drag racing, the engine runs cooler, cleaner, the exhaust is cleaner, and more horsepower.
Yep.
Yeah, so one more last thing, George. I don't know if you know, this past Wednesday at the Alawaya Club, they had the Bill Mahoney's show. They had talked something about cars and stuff like that, and it was represented by the guy Rodin from Ohana Gate, and I think some other people that supposedly want to make an offer to build a new race with.
Never happened. I heard about it. It never happens.
You mean the meeting never happened?
It did happen, but they had no answer for this. It takes 300 acres to build a race facility. 300 acres.
I know that.
It's a lot of money.
And where we got that kind of land, and you know, in Raceway Park, some people think, oh, maybe we can revive it. I went over there and looked.
No, they got buildings.
They cannot, because they're building all that stuff. But the actual acres of Hawaii Raceway Park, I think it's only 66 acres. And did you know the requirement, the minimum for any charter sanction or IHRA sanction is 100 acres? So
you know how much that is?
Big buck.
Okay. Who is going to invest money in that?
Yeah, plus the state and city books. I don't know these people. They think the state and city, you keep on trying. And I notice, I look on the internet, he's talking to the legislators, the city council.
It will never happen.
They don't have the money.
Even if they did, they will never build a racetrack.
I don't know, but I hate to hear that, George, but man, we need one badly.
It never will come.
We need one, but
the only reason that Hawaii Raceway Park was built was because Jimmy Pfluger's family owned the land.
The Campbell family, right?
They owned the land.
Right.
Okay? Now, other than that, it would never have been built.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger,
that's right.
There is no racetrack.
That's right. He was almost like a godsend. But, when you look at the whole thing, it saddens me, not only because no more racetrack, place to go fool around with your cars and stuff, but I'm worried about the street races, that somebody's going to get killed, and a lot of people might get injured. So
the politicians don't care.
Yeah, I know. They gotta go golfing and play tennis, right?
They don't care.
Yeah. But I don't know. Somehow, some way, man. I don't know. We gotta try to do something. I'd like to see it.
They had a chance, Bush.
Yeah.
Because in 94, I ran for governor to try to keep the facility. And not one racer helped out. Not one.
What about you? I heard last week, I think, when you talked about that feedlot down.
That's gone.
It's gone. Turned out already.
Nope, it's gone.
Oh, man.
So it's history. It'll never happen.
What do you mean by it's gone?
Somebody took it already.
Oh.
Okay?
Well, anyway, you take your job. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so global warming, folks. There's a lot of groups going around the world trying to figure out how to fix global warming. Global warming will never be fixed by electricity or anything. The thing that is killing the atmosphere is automobile exhaust. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. It eats the ozone layer. Go check it out. If you think I'm not telling you, go look it up. The automobile exhaust is eating all the oxygen layers around the earth, and that is what's causing global warming. Okay? Now, Henry Ford was a very intelligent man. When he invented the first car, he said, that the world should use ethanol. Ethanol's exhaust does not eat oxygen. You go check Brazil, the oxygen level there is high. Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. They're not going to get away from it. So, you choose. You got to stop it now. We're way too late, but it's all about the money. Who cares? Never mind the world about tomorrow. Destroy it. Okay? So, anyway, I think it's break time.
It sure is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, so I had a fight instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. Party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew it was coming on, something I expected late. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first thing so far away, my own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. If he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. A lot of people do it, Mom, knowing that it won't fly. And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'd still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, and
Don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. Anyway, global warming, anyway, is because of gasoline. Okay? Now, if you have a coolant leak on your car, and you're in a panic, there's nothing around, get a bottle of black pepper. You know, that black pepper that you put on the steaks? Yeah. Use black pepper in the radiator, one bottle, and fill it with water, and the black pepper will stop the leak. Yes, black pepper. The other night I saw this guy with a coolant problem, and he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. He's adding water, it's coming out. So I told him, go get some black pepper from the market. It was right outside of Safeway. So he went in to get a bottle of black pepper. And that stopped his leak. Okay? So, anyway.
Can you do that forever? I mean, leave it like that?
Yeah. You can do that.
Then why fix it?
Yeah, so you can do that. Or if you're going to fix it, then you can just flush out the black pepper. It comes right out. If you use those automotive stop leaks, it's very, very difficult to clean out. And it's, you know, gums up the cooling system. Okay? So, anyway. When you pump gasoline, folks, I know you're in a rush. Don't pull the lever all the way. You're cheating yourself. Pull it slower, you get the full amount. Or you get closer to the full amount. The pumps are not being tested and regulated, so it's not pumping the right amount. So pump slower and you get the right amount. Also pump as early in the morning as you can, because the gasoline is very, very sensitive to heat. It expands. Okay? Now, when it clicks off, don't pump anymore. That's it. Do not pump anymore. So, anyway, if you have a question, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay, a lot of people try to save money by buying their own parts, buying their own motor oil, taking it in, and just paying for the labor costs to have it done. That's fine, folks, but you have to remember, there is no warranty. So if the part fails, you don't have a warranty. They're going to charge you again to replace that same part. Okay? So it's a gamble that you have to take and realize. If you bring your own parts, your own oil, a lot of people even bring the wrong oil filter, the wrong oil, the wrong everything. So be sure you're doing the right thing. Okay? I recommend spraying disinfectant spray into the car every 6 months. Every 6 months you spray the interior of the car with this disinfectant spray from Crestec Cleaning Center. He has the best. Hospitals use it. It's really, really good. Get it from Crestec Cleaning Center. It's a spray disinfectant spray, champion brand. Very, very good. Okay? Especially if it's damp in your car, you might have mold. Okay? Try a disinfectant spray. We need to get rid of safety check. It's not being done right. is not being enforced, so why have it? Okay? The money that you spend for safety check goes to the technician that's doing it. It doesn't go to the state. The state pays the administrative people that run the safety check program throughout the state of Hawaii, and comes out to, I think, something like $1.2 million a year in salaries. So, you know, and you're not, the state is not making a penny. How can you, you know, do a business and not make any money? But anyway, well, while we're on that safety check thing, if you look at your safety check sticker, folks, the safety check sticker has your license number and your VIN number on it, the vehicle identification number. Okay? Get lacquer thinner, get nail polish remover, brake clean, and erase the VIN number. Because people can take their phone, take picture of your VIN number, go to a locksmith, and they make a key. And they come back and they steal your car. Okay? This is going on a lot. The reason they put the VIN number on there, that new safety check machine, that, what do you call that? That notebook or whatever, was donated now free to the state by the company that sells the rail to the state. Because the company found that a lot of you, do not have theft coverage. So if somebody steals your car, you're out. You have no coverage. Most of you don't have theft coverage. So, I would recommend you remove the VIN number. If you don't think that the VIN number can make a key, call the dealer. They'll ask you for the VIN number and they'll make you a key. And some people have said, they should have a registration. How can you have registration for everybody's coming into the state? They could be coming from New York, Texas. You're not going to have the ID. All you're going to do, you're going to get the VIN number and make the guy the key. Very simple. Very, very simple. Okay? Because we have come across a guy that lost a lot of money where his very special Mustang got stolen. So, it's your choice, your car. You want to leave the VIN number on? Leave it on. Okay? Anyway, you got a question, a comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, anyway, the electronic rust proofing device is excellent for new cars. I will highly recommend it, especially for you people who tow a trailer with a boat. Get the rust proofing device. It works. You can buy it from Javi Maeda on Kauai, and Javi also has ethanol and a good raw purple oil. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? And I know Harvey been trying to help the people there in Kauai with the ethanol, but people don't believe and don't listen. They would rather spend thousands of dollars and replace the transmissions on their cars. I think that's crazy. So, anyway, I have a caution on Island Insurance. Island Insurance, I'm telling you from experience, because I got taken by Island Insurance. I bought that insurance. I've been paying for that insurance for years and years. And when I try to put a claim in, they rejected the claim. They said, I don't have coverage for that. Anyway, be careful. Island Insurance, okay? And, anyway, if you have...
You know, getting back to that, you were saying something about not bringing your own parts to a repair shop. Well, what if you go to, or the repair shop you go to doesn't use, like, say, the motor oil you want to use?
Then you got to bring your own.
So
motor oil is something different.
Or what about even like a part you want them to use a certain brand and they don't use it?
Then you find someplace else. Okay? I mean, the world has changed so much, you know, recently, and everything is about money. You don't see people with honor, people with pride, or people that would suggest to you things that would save you money. Okay? They just look for other things to tell you that you need that you don't need. Like having your CV shaft changed when it doesn't need it. Or changing your struts when you don't need it. There's a lot of things going on like that. Not only in the automotive field, in a professional field too, with lawyers, with doctors, everything else, because everything is about money. And it's sad. It's sad that people have lost it. Very sad. You know, and it's off the subject, but Kauai, I think, has a very good idea with house rentals, where landlords that don't raise the rent to their tenants get a tax break on the property tax.
Good.
So I think that's great.
Oh, how are you?
You know, so
long time
things like that. We should find some way to help one another.
Okay.
The seatbelt law is, I'm against that.
Okay.
Because the law, the government cannot force you to do something that doesn't endanger anybody else but yourself. That's ridiculous. Anyway, it's taking away your rights. Who do we have?
We have some dinosaur friend on the line.
Dinosaur friend? Who's that?
Damien.
Damien? I don't hear him.
Hello?
Oh, there's a dinosaur.
Yeah. I'm not calling today to talk about cars.
How you been?
Ah, fine, good.
Okay.
Bob called early, Cruising Bob, about
yeah.
Our guns.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for somebody to ask the president if he required everybody to give away their guns. Would he also include the Secret Service that protects him, and would he get rid of his bulletproof limousine?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. Mm-hmm.
Why can't he have people with guns protecting him and we can't have guns to protect ourselves?
That's right. That is right. I don't know.
Okay, and then you were talking about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe in climate change, but not for the same reason that the politicians think of climate change.
Mm.
In the fourth grade, I don't know how many people remember fourth grade. In the fourth grade, I learned that humans and the things we do produces carbon monoxide. And the trees that live amongst us, all the trees that we have, breathe in this carbon monoxide and produce oxygen. And that's one of the simplest things in science that I ever learned way back in the
mm-hmm.
fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing they can check, I think you can go Google it. At one time in California, Northern California, there were 22,000 acres of redwood forest.
Mm-hmm.
As of 1986, there was only 6,800. And you know the kind of drought that California constantly has.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back in history and look at what New York looked like, then a lot of those states on the East Coast and Southwest were covered with forests what happened is when we take all the trees out that we take out, and all of the trees that produce oxygen, they're overwhelmed by the carbon monoxide we generate. I think the solution to it is plant trees.
Mm-hmm. But they're ready to build buildings.
Yeah. Because if you look at it, even in Hawaii, there were so many trees and what they called jungles at one time, mm-hmm. all over the mountains, in Kula and Maui.
And sugarcane.
All the trees were cleared out to make pasture lands for cattle raising. On the Big Island, all the trees were taken out to have grazing lands for cattle. You take the trees out, you lose the production of oxygen from these trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why. Then if you also go check in Brazil, the forests have been taken out. In Brazil, there's, I forget the name of the river that empties into the ocean.
Amazon.
Yeah. You can go 5 miles off the coast of the Amazon River emptying into the ocean and drink fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have one of the most dense forests in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the solution. We just need to put back some of the trees that we've taken out, and all of a sudden we'll have more naturally grown things that are helping us produce oxygen and taking up all the carbon monoxide out of the air.
Mm.
And that's just a fourth grade idea.
Mm. Good idea.
And if anybody want to go Google, they can go Google that kind of stuff, because that's facts.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's from like way back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way back when
the dinosaur
trees.
Days.
Yeah, when they had tiny trees, we didn't have problems with the carbon monoxide.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking to the dinosaur, he knows.
I know. That's why you think all our dinosaurs died.
Yeah, no trees.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
thanks,
Jerry,
a lot.
Nice talking to you.
Yep,
okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Adam from Mililani.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, George.
Yeah.
Good morning. What it costs to have the brakes, clutch, and the trans shifter, have hard time shifting into reverse, and allow you for to wheel the truck? What it costs to repair that?
I'll have to check it out and see what the problem is. It could be a hydraulic problem.
No, the brakes is the wiring has to be changed.
What year is that?
94.
Yeah, the clutch on that is hydraulic.
Yeah, yeah, and the clutch can be changed too.
What, is it slipping?
It can be really hard to shift to something.
Yeah, that's the hydraulic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not pushing the clutch down enough.
And another one is when we're shifting to reverse, when the first starting, it doesn't go into reverse. What do you call that thing now? I forget the word. It won't go to any gear.
Reverse doesn't have a synchro mesh.
Oh, the synchronizer. That's the one.
Reverse doesn't have synchronizer.
So the transmission will be dropped there.
If it grinds into reverse, that is the sign that your hydraulic system is not working. You got to change that.
Not the transmission.
No. Okay, so anyway, it's the newer clutches, cars have hydraulic system for clutch, not like the old days where they had a rod and, you know, the hydraulic system. It's easier to manufacture and assemble. It doesn't take thinking and figuring out on how to do it. So that's why they make it hydraulic. Okay? I think this weekend or next weekend, there's going to be 6,000 motorcycles going through Waikiki for the Toys for Tots. Yeah, I think. Now, Steve Inouye knows, but each motorcycle will carry a toy. So that's over 6,000 toys for the kids. I think that is excellent. That is fantastic. But what was sad was the motorcycle club had to pay $11,000 to go through Waikiki.
No, no.
Why didn't the city just donate it? Leave it out. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George. You know, back in the 70s, they were saying that we're going to have global freezing. So the weather always changes, and then, you know, when it wasn't getting that warm, then they changed it to climate change. The climate always changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, I don't know if you probably noticed in China and India, they don't use the catalytic converter.
Yep.
That's another reason. And they estimate by 2030 that China will have as much cars as the United States.
Mm.
So why are we spending our money to stop this when China and India is going full speed ahead? We just saw the news the other night. There are cities that you can't even see the dear city.
That's right.
That's how bad it is. So then, if these countries don't cooperate with us, we're spending all of our money. So could it be that these people that are behind this global warming thing, they're out to make trillions? They're selling us this green, you know, like the light bulb that costs so much, will last you for like 30 years or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just a scam. They're just trying to make money off of us. Because the climate always has a way of correcting itself. And also, Mars is getting hotter. So I think maybe you've got to go do something about Mars, George. Okay, George.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, well, I love ethanol. I love the exhaust coming out of ethanol. And I experience it myself that it is clean, not like gasoline. With ethanol, you don't need catalytic converters. You don't need anything. And I think every country should be running ethanol instead of gas. And ethanol can be made from just about anything. But it's renewable, and the best ethanol is sugarcane. Anyway, you was going to say something?
I was going to say, maybe that's why, because we have so many cars in the world,
yep.
And it's emitting all this
exhaust.
And that's why there's so many people with cancer.
Yep, that's right. You're right. Because with high level of oxygen, you have less cancer. So, anyway, call your representative, have them, and recommend to them to get rid of safety check and that other law called reconstruction. Because reconstruction is only done on Oahu, Nuada Island. And we need to get rid of safety check because less and less stations are doing safety check. So, and they don't enforce it. So get rid of the thing. Move it on. And the people in the safety check division, move them into weights and measures. Okay? And check the scales and all of that.
Uh-oh. Any time for the last caller, Jay from Kamuki?
Okay. Hi.
Yeah, just one comment. You know about pollution and all that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in China, this one guy has a vacuum cleaner. He was vacuuming the air in China, in Beijing. And guess what happened? He was making bricks out of them.
Wow.
All the pollution was collecting. He made bricks out of the pollution in China.
That.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I hear the music.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, I have to thank all of the callers for calling in, and for all of you, take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.